بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. فقال تبارك وتعالى: وأن المساجد لله. صدق الله العظيم. First of all, we'd like to thank Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And usually when you say thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we should do it immediately. But you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Usually we say it, this is a formality. Thank Allah. But sitting in the majlis, in the bayan, we should immediately say Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala immediately. Thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, as we drove into the parking area, mashallah, we see a beautiful masjid. We'll reward all those that contributed financially, physically, by ways of ibadat, making the masjid abad also, reading salah in the house of Allah. And from here we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his ilmi azali, in his infinite knowledge, knew at one time this place, this zameen, will become a masjid, house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And who will contribute, which time it will happen, who will be there, who Allah will use. This is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya Allah is the one that يَخْلُقُ, Allah creates. وَيَخْتَارُ, Allah chooses. Who He wants to choose, who He wants to use. That is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it comes to masajid, when it comes to salah, financially, whatever means it may be, this is tawfiq from Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, that to do the amal, this is by the tawfiq of Allah. By default, insan has no energy, no power to do anything good. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no might, no strength, no energy to do anything good or to forbid the evil and remain away from evil except by the permission of Allah. It's only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ali was here radiallahu anhu, insan by default doesn't have the energy, doesn't have the strength to do anything good. It's only the Allah that activates him, that enables him, puts his limbs into motion. Based upon his taqwa, his tawfiq from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he would say the real concern is after doing the action, for Allah to accept the amal of mine. That is a real fikr and concern. Doing the action, Allah ta'ala give the tawfiq. Now Allah give the tawfiq. Ya Allah, did I do it correctly? Is it acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know when it comes to the housewife, when she cooks a meal, how worried she is. When she's going to the in-laws also, she's got even more concern. I hope it came out right. I hope they will enjoy it. Nobody gave me a good comment. Nobody praised me. We should feel this with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, did I do it right? Was my salah correct? Did my intention, was it correct to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The qalb, which you call heart, is qalb. Qalb comes from, in Arabic, something that's always moving, always turning. The heart is like that. It's always in motion, always moving. Physically, in reality, also the intentions also. Sometimes the intention will move. Who I did it for? For whose pleasure was it? So Allah Ta'ala highlights in Quran, يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah has given us a house of Allah, and every masjid belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Just to understand how the house of Allah belongs to Allah. And this is the ikram, and this is the honor, and this is the ihsan and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gave us masajid all over the world. Once Harun al-Rashid mentioned to his wife, there was some argument. So he told her, if by subu sadiq, by fajr time, if you don't leave my kingdom, then 3 talaq for you. Just parishan, taken aback. If you don't leave my kingdom by dawn, then 3 talaq for you. Call up the ulama quickly. And they made mashwara, that even if you leave right now, his kingdom extends so far, you won't cover the span of land also. At fajr time, you still be within his kingdom. Take the fastest horse also. And they made mashwara, and they came to no conclusion. Finally, they went to great Hanafi scholar and alim, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, who was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He said, very simple. Tell us, spend the night in the house of Allah in the masjid. How will that solve the masala? He said, if you don't leave the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid by dawn, you will be 3 talaqs. The house of Allah belongs to Allah, doesn't belong to him. The masjid belongs to Allah, doesn't belong to him, although in his kingdom, but the house of Allah belongs to Allah. Once it is made waqf, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to look after the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah built it, Allah ta'ala took the work, now for Allah to accept it, to keep it abad. How to take care of the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One of the ways ulama explain, what should be done in the house of Allah to do that in the house of Allah. Young boy going to maktab madrasa, studying for examination, and he has a whole sheet and whole chart in front of him. How many rakats in Fajr, how many in Zuhur, how many in Asr, Maghrib, Isha, we all went through it. We had charts in the maktab, charts at home also. 2-2 for Fajr, and then 4-4, 2-2. So we know all the rakats, how many Asr namaz? 8 rakats. 4 sunnat, 4 farz. Maghrib salah also we know. 3 rakats is farz. Then 2 sunnat. Then 2 nafil. Then we have awwabin. So too was Isha. The young boy learned all, mashallah. How many rakats, how many nafil. Wrote the examination. The report came home. Mashallah, 100% for fiqh. Answered everything correctly. Isha salah, 17 rakats, etc. Mother asks him, did you read your full Isha namaz? He says, no. How many rakats you read? 4-3-2 or 4-2-3? He said, you didn't finish your namaz then? Then she asked him that in your paper when you were tested, how many rakats in Isha, how many rakats you wrote? He said, 17. So you got 100% for the theory. Practical, you failed. He said, but Papa only reads 4-2-3. So I followed his, my imam. And the imam sahab also read 4-2-3. So mother said, why are you going to maktab then? Tell them, let's change the chart. Make it 4-2-3. Why is it now 17 and you're only reading 4-2-3? So myself asked also, when's the last time I read the full Isha Salah? What's the hurry? What's the rush to go back home? When it comes to Asr Namaz also, right now you find in winter, that when it comes to Salatul Asr, many a person doesn't understand that we should read our Asr Namaz the latest, at least half an hour before sunset. Other than that is makruh. Makruh we find now, makruh not serious. Makruh means disliked. Disliked by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My wife doesn't like certain chumple or sandal or shoe of mine. I don't like this. We'll never wear it again. Allah says makruh, not serious. Ma'ana al-haram, it's okay. We can miss it now. We can eat it now and then it's alright. It's only makruh. But the wife, leave the wife. Inna Allah, we have to say it sometime. The boy not even married because his fiancé. I don't know how that makes it halal. But the fiancé says, I don't like the black topi of yours. He'll never wear it again. Not even if it's a wife also. Allah says, I don't like. To read salah so late. Therefore we have the masjid of Allah to educate ourselves, to understand our deen, and to perform in the masjid in a manner that is pleasing to my Allah. Not pleasing to myself. My life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must become pleased with me. Allah gave us a beautiful masjid, alhamdulillah, throughout our country. Everywhere we find beautiful masajid. Now to beautify the masajid. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no discussion after the salah. Should we read that for or don't read it? Let's see whether he's reading tomorrow or not reading tomorrow. They did it. As they saw it, they did it. So we also have to come onto that. Now alhamdulillah, in this country, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't shortchanged us in the last set. We have the best of foods. Muharram has started already, alhamdulillah. You're already planning now 10th of Muharram. Man wassa ala ayalihi, the person who spends freely upon his family. Now we're already thinking what to buy for them, what to feed them. The reality we know within our homes. Right now there's nothing we haven't tasted. Ask our youngsters, 2 weeks ago I asked one youngster, what ice cream is left for you to taste? He said, Ma, nothing left. I tasted everything now. Life is boring. Said, inna lillahi. The desire ulama say, the person who hasn't tasted the sweetness of salah is still looking for sweetness in dunya. If he tasted the sweetness of salah behind the imam, and as my honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, the person who stood in the haram of Makkah on the mataf behind Imam al Haram, and when he starts his qirat, he says, it transports you to Jannat already. Ya Allah, what will be Jannat like? The qirat of the imam, standing in front of the Baytullah, you can see the Hajar-e Aswad. The Maqam Ibrahim is there, and you can the whole picture is in front of you. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Hajar behind you, Safa, Marwa, you're standing right there next to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person will get the sweetness of salah, that there's nothing sweet, anything else. He'll give up everything. He's a male also. I'll give up my salah with jamaat. My business also, there's no fun in this. If I miss my salah, everything is bland. Everything is dull. Salah becomes everything. But for that, there has to be an effort behind it, where I can taste the sweetness of salah. Not only salah, but to come for salah early. One pious person, there was a pious woman in the family. Then he sees her before Zuhur salah time set in. She's making wudu. So he asks her, he says, Ma, old lady, respectable old lady, you're making wudu now before salah? Salah time hasn't come in. She says that I get ready for my Allah before He calls me. I get ready before He calls me. I don't wait for the last minute, last 5 minutes, last 2 minutes, then we're rushing to the masjid. This is not the right of the masjid. The right of the masjid we hear beforehand, before azan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's so much room for improvement. But we know now when it will come to our Muharram Dastar Khan, subhanallah, we don't know how to improve it now. One night already we know 1 weekend is Japanese food. Next weekend is maybe Italian food. Following weekend now we're looking for a new menu and venue. So Ashura, what are we going to do? The ulama says, this Ashura, take put in the poor. He can't spend on his family, give him a little extra, spend on your family today. You throw a da'wat at your home for your family. Or if you don't give them the cash, give them a voucher at least. At least you can go to one of the supermarkets. At least today you can eat nicely, feed your family, give them the best. We are always having the best. Then too, we spend on our families. Not now wasted in israf. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful month of Muharram. How to spend the month of Muharram in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 4 sacred months in Islam. In our lunar calendar, there are 4 sacred months. Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Minha arba'atun hurum. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, among the 12 months in the year, 4 are sacred. Whatever amal you do in these 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the way for you the rest of the year to increase on these amal. Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Now in Muharram. And we find the build-up for Muharram also. We had Ramadan. Then began the months of Hajj. The Hujjaj, when they have returned now. Now is Muharram. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked. Ali then asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the best amal to do in the month of Muharram. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amal, the best action in the month of Muharram is to fast. These are the best days to keep roza. And we learn in Sharia also, unfortunately we know the only way to celebrate is feasting. In Sharia we are taught to celebrate also by fasting. Like Ashura, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept roza out of celebration. Month of Ramadan also is just the same. Month of Ramadan is the month of Quran Sharif. So we keep 30 days fast to celebrate the revelation of Quran Sharif. شهر رمضان أنزل فيه القرآن. So the month of Muharram also is the way to celebrate by keeping roza. And the reward to keep roza, we only have to do calculation. Allah Ta'ala has put in every person's heart some amount of greed. Greed also is a good quality, but has to be channeled in the correct place, correct avenue. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has put, anger also, ulama say, anger also is good, but use at the right time, the right place. I must my Fajr Salah become angry upon myself. Don't become angry upon the wife, you don't wake me up. You should wake up. Wake up the family. So one is now, anger is there to be used at the right place at the right time. I must my Salah with Jama'ah. Now to get angry. Abuse my eyes. Abuse my tongue. Get angry on yourself. Ulama say, how you become angry? Now discipline your nafs. Why you got angry? Why you took out your frustration? Now take out your frustration on your nafs. And they advise 8 rakat salatul tawbah. 8 rakat salatul tawbah. I'm trying to get my Isha namaz right still. Now I got angry. Say right. 8 rakat salatul tawbah. Discipline yourself. Why you got angry? Then see the nafs, how you'll take cover thereafter. Won't get angry again. Now to again repeat. 8 rakat salatul tawbah. Salah of tawbah. Dependence to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So greed also is there. Ulama say use greed in a manner that is beneficial for you. We have greed for dunya, is natural. Allah Ta'ala has put, even now, see our children, 1.5 years old, they can differentiate between water and kala pani, black water. They know the difference. When it comes to sweets also, how they know it? The nafs is already inclined towards these things. So when it comes to greed, Allah Ta'ala has put in insan. Now to channel the greed for amal. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مَّا رَبِّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says that now, he said, be greedy for good amal. And those that will come for salah before azan, Mufassirin say they come under the tafsir of the ayah, سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيَرَاتِ. And those are the forerunners in good a'mal. They did it early for salah. They want the full reward. All the du'as of the malaika, entering the masjid, the sunnahs also, very, very important. For us to know the where is the entrance of the masjid, where the masjid begins, to read the du'a. Enter with the right foot. Allahumma aftah li ababa rahmatik. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان. Many مسلم دعاء زعاء. And one thing which you don't realize, my dear brothers, this is what we call simple sunnah du'as are accepted in the court of Allah. You don't realize they are accepted. We just take it for granted. We're making wuzu also. Allahumma aghfir li dhambi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Du'as, mashallah, they're all plastered on the walls, the wuzu khanas, at homes also. In our homes also, but we don't read the du'a. We don't realize that our children are going to maktab, should be going to maktab, learn the du'as, they're reading the du'as, Allah is accepting the du'a. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat and mercy. By reading the du'a, we don't understand that this is the du'a God accepted. That du'a was in the tongue, blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a barakah in there. I read the du'a, Allah accepted it. They say Allah's rahmat coming down. We agree in the masjid also. Allahumma inni saluka min fadlik wa rahmatik. Ya Allah, I ask of your virtue, your grace. Ya Allah, open my sustenance for me. Dua got accepted. We came out with the left leg. You read the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took note of it. My banda left in the correct manner. He left my house in the correct manner. And he read the dua. Dua accepted. Now I left the house of Allah. Ya Allah, things weren't too good today. You read the dua. You came for Zuhur Salah. I shouldn't be now. You read the dua for Zuhur. So much barakat came now. I must pass namaz also. No. Barakat also doesn't mean barakat only in sustenance. Ulama say when you speak about barakat, barakat in our iman. Barakat in my iman must have so much of barakat. It must get me up for fajr salah, tahajjud salah, read all my full namaz, awabin namaz. See the virtue of it, learn the virtue, become greedy for it. Barakat in my iman. When my iman lasts me till my last breath and takes me right to Jannat. Barakat in iman. I don't lose it on the way. Very unfortunately myself also. Not even worried whether iman is there, what level iman is. I just take it for granted. I will die on iman. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ibn Abi Mulaika says, I met more than 30 Sahaba. More than 30 of them. They sat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw wahi coming down. They say, I found in them that the thing they feared the most was nifaq and hypocrisy. Today I don't even have this fear. I feel I'm okay. Whether I miss my salah, or I miss my Quran tilawat for the day, or the dhikr of Allah. They say, how can a person miss a day without the dhikr of Allah? Is the haqq and the right of Allah to sit down in solitude and to take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat. And to say to Allah, Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you love me. We know the enjoyment we get. The person wakes up early in the morning. And now, before he reads his dua, he already seeing his screen. And then he sees the EFT came through finally. The smile on his face. Wife says, you're smiling early in the morning. What's the good news? They finally he paid. EFT came through. So that's the enjoyment we should get in the dhikr of Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq to take your name. Person like me, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be taking your name, Ya Allah. So our life, our day should become barakat in iman, barakat in our a'mal. That shouldn't be our a'mal. One day we do so much a'mal, the next day we fall down. Allah give us consistency, steadfastness, istiqamat. Barakat in those things. We make this niyat also, making dua for our children. Ya Allah, give them barakat in dunya, qabar and akhirat. Barakat in the iman. We can see the environment out there. So many things out there are just waiting to steal the iman away. So barakat in the iman, Ya Allah, you protect them. Protect the a'mal, protect the taqwa also. Taqwa, alhamdulillah. Many of us, we have taqwa to whatever extent it may be. Little bit change of environment. Then sometimes the clothing will change. Then the attitude will change. Then the speech will change. We're going on a holiday. Then the kurta takes a holiday also. My son becoming hafiz al-Quran. Even his topi goes for a holiday. But mashallah, when he's back home, he's different. Barakat in our taqwa also. That wherever we go in the world, Hamara taqwa salamat se rahe. Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say rahmatul alayh. Ya Allah, whether I'm in the plane or the train, on the earth, below the ocean, Ya Allah, my taqwa must stay intact. My taqwa mustn't leave me. As one person said now, in a humorous manner, he says, don't get taqwa made in China. It might break any time. It doesn't have warranty, then it might not come back again. Took his children for one holiday and the taqwa went away. Exposed to such avenues now, the boy said, I don't want to go back to his class. Girl says, now I want to get a career. I don't want to go do my alima course. So what happened to the taqwa now? Taqwa broke. Taqwa broke. So barkat. So these du'as that we are making at the time of wudu, entering the masjid, learn the du'as. These du'as are getting accepted. At the time of wudu, Allahumma aghfir li dhanbi wa wasi' li fi dari. Allah, forgive my sins. We're making du'a, making wudu. And the effects of wudu also, we make du'a before wudu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Bismillah walhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam. Or just Bismillah we read also. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, the person says Bismillah before wudu, as long as his wudu remains, the malaika write good deeds for him. He put them on duty free of charge. He's in the business, he's so busy, but he made wudu and he went. He made wudu and he went, and subhanallah, malaika write him for him reward. As long as the wudu remains intact, he's getting free reward, free sawab from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allahumma aghfir li dhanbi wa wasi' li fi dari. And we're making dua during wudu, ya Allah, give me a big home. We don't realize, one child came, second child came, more learning. They're going to maktab, they're reading dua. Allah Ta'ala opened the avenue. Allah Ta'ala gave us a big enough home. We all are comfortable. Barakat of dua. So all these masnoon duas, we have to learn them. Entering the masjid with the right foot. How to take care of the masjid. Not to raise our voices, not to disturb anyone. But this ulama say, that when you come to the house of Allah, the way we should carry ourselves out in the house of Allah, we've come to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't come to visit and to socialize. Sometimes it just happens. Unfortunately, we find the Haramain Sharifain. We ourselves forget also, this is the house of Allah. We're taking our little two-year-old child, make him run around in the Mataf, Masjid al-Nabawi. He's just running around. Sometimes taking selfies, videos. He's in Masjid al-Nabawi, he's running around, he's playing around in the masjid, the house of Allah. Sometimes video calls in the house of Allah. Sometimes making phone calls in the Haram Sharif. The highest respect should be accorded now to the Baytullah, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi. Now we can't take care and we can't keep the sanctity of the house of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to return from Safar from a journey, his habit was to come to the masjid first. He should first come to the masjid, two rakat salah, then he would go home. Today we have an excuse, valid. We come to the masjid, is locked, security, whatever it may be. At least pass the masjid. They say the person who will have this fikr and concern for the house of Allah in his locality, I just want to pass the house, see my masjid. I've come from a journey, 1 week, 2 weeks, umrah, hajj, whatever it may be. I just want to see my masjid, alhamdulillah. Everything is good. The person will have the concern for the welfare of the house of Allah, Allah will protect his house. Allah will keep his house abad. Allah will keep his house for generations. Because he worried about the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the house of Allah is great barakat. How we enter, we know our mothers also, wives. Children come from an outing somewhere, they went to the park, they went to the beach, they're coming home. Mother will say, no dirty shoes in the house, leave your shoes outside. All the dirty clothes, leave it outside also. In the same way we come into the house of Allah, we should ensure we are spiritually clean also. Not spiritually dirty. We've come to get clean. But how much we can clean ourselves before we come in the house of Allah? With our cell phones also. Tell the brothers now, you've got haram on your cell phone, clean it before you come to the house of Allah. He said, now leave it in the car. I leave it in the car. Doesn't mean now you're free of it. You're still connected to them. And now with the smart watch, you're still connected to it also. So clean our slates, clean our phones, our hearts before we come to the house of Allah. In our own homes, we won't tolerate it. We won't tolerate the dirt. And here ulama say also that the effort to become dirty, there's no effort. We find the wuzu khana gets dirty. Houses become dirty. The offices become dirty. And we have one person stipulated on duty to clean, to clean, to clean, to clean. What about the hearts also? The hearts also become dirty. We have to continuously clean our hearts. So we come to the house of Allah. They say very, very important. If you don't find Allah in the house of Allah, then you'll never find Allah. They say we are coming to the five times salah to look for Allah. I'm leaving my home, not in haste, comfortably, I'm going to look for my Allah. Where you find Allah? In the masjid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Verily the masajid belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But this ulama say, when you come to the house of Allah, there's a tartib and a sequence how to fill the house of Allah. We start from the first saf, not from the back. We sit in the house of Allah in a manner with this dua in the heart. And we sit like a slave with this dua in the heart, Ya Allah, give me one glance of your love and your muhabbat and compassion. Just one drop, Ya Allah. I'm sitting here for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, Ya Allah. Just Ya I'll behave. If I can behave here and sit properly for 20 minutes, inshallah, the entire time out of the masjid, I can walk straight also. All the sunnahs of the masjid, how to perform, how to sit in the house of Allah, how to perform our salah, how to learn the sunnahs of salah also. Just we get our salah right. Ulama explained to us that if we get our salah right, entire life will come right. Salah is the core of our life, our bloodline, our lifeline is our salah. 5 times a day. Hajj, once in a lifetime, falls upon you if you have the means. Zakat, once in a year, if you have the means. Roza, fasting also, if you have the health, alhamdulillah, you have to keep it. Salah, even if you are sick also. They say even you are out at sea, shipwreck, you're on a raft also, just on one piece of plank, salah still falls upon you. Fatwa alamgiri, fatwa kitab, they say a woman who is experiencing labor pains, she is now about to give birth. At that moment also, salah is still farz upon her until she gives birth. Not the salah is maaf. Allah wants to give us so much through salah if only we understand. One is to sit in the masjid with his dua in the heart. Ya Allah, one glance of your rahmat and your love, my whole life will change. The house will stand for salah. Allah wants me to stand in salah. That too is so important. If I can stand straight, very important. We hear the Imam al-Haramain, istawu, i'tadilu, tarassu. This great amount of weakness we find amongst ourselves. That we have the lines. But then too, we're not standing straight. We don't look at our heels. Where the heels are, should be absolutely straight. They say if you straighten the heels, the heels are in one line, then Allah will unite the hearts also. The heels are not straight. The surf is not straight. The row is not straight. Then the hearts will be differences between the hearts also. Simple prescription. Person can't get along with his brother or neighbor. Stand straight in salah. Allah will unite the hearts. Clear the hearts, Allah will unite the hearts. Just stand straight, have this fikr and concern. This over the weekend, we were in Darul Uloom Azadwal. So much of importance to straightening the serfs. Imam Sir goes onto the musalla and he makes an announcement, istawu, straighten your serfs. In every row, they appointed students that go through the lines. And they ensure from behind that every musalli is standing straight with the heels in the line. Little bit back, little bit front, they just adjust him. When everything is properly done, all adjusted, Umar will do the same thing also. But he saw now he will straighten the serfs, ensure Sahaba Ikram is straight. So much importance straight. Why? Because he knew the person whose serf and his line is straight in salah, then he'll walk straight also. His life will be straight. You know, some banks we go to, some security checks we go through, we have to go to the cubicle, then they put your feet over there, put your hand, touch the door, then it will open. The green light will come on. Otherwise, it won't open. Sometimes you try. The guard will tell you, stand properly. Then put your hand over there, it will open. In the same way, Allah's treasury will open, stand like how his Nabi stood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he stood. 4 fingers apart as far as possible. Feet facing towards the Qibla. Now out of Salah, I'm trained. Now I will walk straight. I will walk to the house of Allah. I won't walk away from the house of Allah. All this is training in Salah. Salah is just not an exercise. Then to somebody asked Haji Dadula Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah Ali, hey Hazrat, what's the use of performing salah? Because my heart is not directed to salah. My heart is not even there also. Why should I perform namaz also? He says the reality of this up and down in salah, you will come to know in akhirat. Just that up and down also, Allah appreciates it. But do it properly. You know, when we go for training, we got a personal trainer. He says, breathe in, breathe out. How particular we are. How to do that push-up or press-up or whatever it may be. How particular. You got to do it in a certain manner to get full results. Very particular. Now I learned it. Now my younger brother or my nephew or my son is doing it. He said, no, you're doing it wrong. Do it like this. I've got a top trainer, personal trainer. So let me show you how to do it. If only we can do this for salah also. Not only ourselves. How to tie our hands in namaz. Our feet facing towards the Qibla. 4 fingers apart. Tying our hands below our navel. And how to tie our hands, how to make takbir at tahreema, how to raise our hands, and our hands facing towards the Qibla. Once explained this to a person also, it is mustahab in salah for all the limbs as far as possible to face the Baytullah. When make takbir at tahreema also, then they say the palm, the thumbs are in line with the earlobes. And the palms you can say in line with the shoulders. With this, you've got to practice. Look in the mirror. How's my salah? Ask the wife to check my namaz also. So they say that, so I mentioned this to one person. He says, Marana, this they use now for self-healing, some Reiki or things like that. Where they use now the aura of a person to self-heal him. They focus the energy of the body back into the body. I say in salah, we focus ourselves towards Baytullah, we're connecting to Baytullah. We're taking positive radiation from the Baytullah. It's coming to the heart. It's coming into the body, into the eyes. Then you see the nur of taqwa will come. So how to raise our hands? How to make my ruku, my sujood? How to read my qiraat? To what level? How soft? How loud? Many a person doesn't realize also takbir tahrima Allahu Akbar when he's making should be so audible that he can hear it. Doesn't move his lips and there's no sound that comes out. Then his salah will not begin also. We find in the month of Ramadan, people are making khatam upon khatam. They're reading Quran with the eyes only. There's no movement of the tongue or the lips. Their Quran tilawat is not counted. Person has to move his lips, his tongue, and some little voice has to come out that he can hear himself. Or the qiraat is not valid. Now some brothers get surprised. That's how I do it. As-salamu ikram, what's the masla? So many years I'm doing it. But the Hanafis behind the Imam, alhamdulillah, there's no qiraat. Imam's qiraat is sufficient for his salah, for his salah is done. Unless I'm reading on my own, and then to not reading audible enough that I can hear myself. At least today we know, we're not doing it correctly. Takbir-e-tahrima has to be audible enough that I can hear it for my salah to begin. One is I learn my salah so I can fulfill the haqq of the masjid, the right of the masjid. Then our ladies at home, how important to worry about them. Right now we're advising the brothers, alhamdulillah, when it comes to our masturat and women folk at home, we are giving them everything of the best. Before they can ask also, we are giving them. We advise, alhamdulillah, they have personal chefs and personal trainers. Everything is personal. We advise they have on personal muallima, personal apa. We got 5 ladies in our home. We got 10 ladies on the street. We'll get them together once a week, twice a week. Get on apa, come and educate them. Teach them ghusl, teach them wudu, teach them salah. Listen to the Quran tilawat. 1 hour in a day, 1 hour every day, whatever it may be. I'm making a fikr for the akhirat also. Today, tomorrow I'm not here. Alhamdulillah, I got my sidqa jariya. My wife's salah, I invested in there. My daughter's salah, I invested in there. Everything else we are doing, alhamdulillah. Pruning our gardens. And we're doing all. Mubarak to us. Allah Ta'ala gave us, alhamdulillah. Allah gave more barakat in it. But let's make the garden of akhirat. As an alim explained. He says, alhamdulillah, when it comes to our wives, 5 years, 10 years down the line, say to the husband, bedroom outdated. Kitchen also, let's update, upgrade. He said, Labbaik wa Sa'adik. Let's move ahead with it. As you want it. You call in the interior decor person and let them do all the plans, whatever it may be, how you want it, color coordination. Then say, no, we just want to change the carpet in the room. But we notice the carpet becomes the curtains also. Now we've got to change the curtains. Now the bed sheets also don't match it. We've got to change that. So let's do everything now. But we did the bedroom, what about the bathroom also? Bismillah. We go ahead. I say, alhamdulillah, everything gets done. Allah shukr. Allah give more barakat in it. They say, alhamdulillah, the best sadqah is to spend on the family. Don't make israf. But we're spending it, alhamdulillah. But how many of us sat with the family? Say, let me decorate your qabr now. Let me now decorate your qabr. I bought the best mattress for you. I have to make fikr and concern for your mattress in the qabr. It won't come for free. I have to make the effort now. Your salah, your Quran, your dhikr, whether you're making or not, whether you read your night surahs. Alhamdulillah, how many of us may be huffaz al-Quran, but every night, Surah Tabarak, Surah Al-Mani'ah is called Surah Al-Mani'ah. Surah Tabarak will save a person from the azab of the qabr, the punishment in the qabr. He's got his bodyguards there already. Just Surah Tabarak, 30 verses, 30 ayat, then one verse every night. Month passes, he knows Surah Tabarak. Driving home, he finishes Surah Tabarak. Tonight, if he has ruh, has to leave his body, alhamdulillah, he's protected in the qabr. He's already got nice security system already wired up. Munkar and Nakir will come, Kiram and Katibin will come, take his interrogation, so Tabarak will come, talk to me. I will say, talk to my lawyer. Don't waste my time, talk to my lawyer. He says, my Tabarak. Took me a few minutes. My night surahs, ask our wives, did you read your night surahs? Most of them are reading it. They got this green kitab. Before it was Pan Surah, whatever it was, now they're reading it. How many of us are reading it? So to worry about them also, you're bedding in the qabr, you're lighting also. Yeah, alhamdulillah, you wanted down lighters, you wanted this light, you wanted dim light. You put everything for you. What about in the qabr also? They are going to worry for your qabr. Design your qabr now. When it comes to your curtains, when it comes to the windows, you want it electrical, electronic, whatever it may be. And you're sitting there, you can relax. Now, alhamdulillah, you learned everything. You did it. We did it together as a couple. Alhamdulillah. Now you go to your qabr. You just go press a button. Allah will open for you the window. You can see your jannah there. You can see your jannah. How much we find now? See the dhoka and deception of dunya. We're going to go for a holiday somewhere. And we're now browsing the internet. And we know, alhamdulillah, on the internet, how they take the pictures of the hotel room, it looks like 5-star. It looks like 5-star. But when you go there, you're seeing stars only. You thought it was a 5-star hotel. But the camera was very good. The camera was 5-star. But how they make it seem that even if you're staying in the 10-star hotel, but you don't feel as you felt when you saw it on the brochure, when you saw it on the internet, but when you're there, it's a different feeling altogether. Now the children want this, and the wife, you don't realize I'm here right now. But when you're at home, it looks so nice. Now when you're there, then we realize the deception behind it. Ask how many a husband or so businessman goes for holiday. He say after 3 days, one hour to come back home. Say, but what happened? He say, only the money is being out of the account, nothing coming in. The amount she's spending now, I get back to the shop to cover it up. Housewife also, same thing. After 1 week now, they say her fingers are itching. How much are you going to eat out? I want to cook something now. Peel some potatoes, some tomatoes, onions. Make some meals for the family. So in the same way, the qabr also. How to now, to design a qabr for her. That's our responsibility. Person goes, she goes into the qabr, and there she's shouting, oh my husband, what you did to me? What you did to me? You gave me so much of, you didn't tell me one day about the qabr. We only were discussing now, 50-50, 50-50. I'm going to invest, I'm going to work, I'm going to put 50, you're going to put 50 also. Then we'll buy a house, we'll share the expense. We only talk every day about that. And then our children's funds for their education, their future, what's going to happen to them? All in that. We never worried about the qabr. It's a reality. As my honorable sheikh says, Damat Barakatum Abdul Hamid Sahab, he says, one mosquito comes in the bedroom. One mosquito comes in the bedroom, the whole night's sleep is spoiled. The whole night's sleep is spoiled. We're having a mashallah, beautiful supper, lunch, and the flies are playing around. Now the whole thing is spoiled. He says, in the qabr, is that one mosquito, one fly? And there, if I haven't paid my zakat, and it's snakes, and it's scorpions, I miss my namaz also. The reality, I can't run away anywhere. I'm stuck in there right now. I read my tabarak, got my salah on time, waqiyah at night, al-iflam in sajda. That's what they say, the qabr is called sunduq al-amal. It's a box of a'mal. How much I invest now? I can't go in the qabr and say emergency lighting. I'll take some emergency lighting. No emergency. Yes, you want emergency lighting, my dear brothers, as that one pious woman made her son a hafiz al-Quran. Made her son a hafiz al-Quran. And not just a, what do you say, a fashion hafiz. Became hafiz now, we tell the hafiz boss quickly, I'm giving you 1 year out of school, then back in school again. Allah has chosen my son to become a hafiz. Every night he's sitting at home learning sabak. Beautiful example we learned from Ali Mazhar Sahib. He says that the young boy comes to give sabak in the morning. Last night he sat at home learning his Quran Sharif. He comes in the morning reading by the ustaz. Now he gets stuck. We see commonly the hafiz boy, when he gets stuck, he's looking up. So we ask the boy, Jibreel is coming by. He said, no, it's coming. But what's coming? The ayat will come just now. Where is it coming from? Then he got it. And now he's running, mashallah. He's moving with his sabak and sabak door and door. Maana says, take him for a CAT scan, MRI scan. Put him through all the scans. You won't find one alif ba'atha anywhere in his body. Where is it stored? He's got a connection with who? Rawdah Mubarak. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My son's heart is connected there. You want to cut the connection and connect him now to some secular, maybe atheistic environment. What Allah has chosen my son to become Hafiz al-Quran. That's why we say to the parents, the biggest qurbani is the parents' qurbani. They have to change their lifestyle. Not that now my son became Hafiz, now I already got my ticket, business class to Jannah, I'm going now. No. The Shaykh explains very, very clearly that Hafiz al-Quran who regards halal to be halal, haram to be haram. And he leads his life accordingly. He'll be the one now to hold his parents' hand on the day of Qiyamah and take them to Jannah. Not just any Hafiz al-Quran who made his life the Quran Sharif. Whether he's going into business, whether he's going to his degree, so my Quran is first. I start my day with Quran, Ana al-Layl wa Ana al-Nahar. Reading Quran during the day, during the night. Little few pages before namaz, few pages after namaz. One is now we read our Quran just once in a day. Ulama say, very good. But better you spread it out. So you become part of this hadith or part of this dua. Ya Allah, give me the ability to read Quran throughout the day and throughout the night. So I'm reading one para in the day, I'm reading one para for the day, or half para, then break it up. 2 pages, 3 pages, before Zuhar, after Zuhar, 1 page, before Asr, after Asr, my whole day I read Quran Sharif. You see the barakat of your life after that. The barakat in your home, the barakat in your memory, the barakat in your health, the barakat in the business. One is now you put the Yasin on in the business. But the Yasin is to be read. I must read my Yasin Sharif. So the young children also becoming Hufaz of Quran. To put them on the right path. Become a Hafiz of Quran. That mother made her son a Hafiz of Quran. She passed away. She went into the Qabr. The Shaykh has mentioned this incident in Fadail al-Sadaqat. And he will read it with his mother Quran Sharif every day. And Yom al-Jumu'ah he will go to the Qabristan to visit his mother. For the Thursday night, his mother comes in the dream. And she says, better, tomorrow when you come to the Qabristan, stop your Quran tilawat. They ask her why. All in his dream. He says, you send so much of hadiya for me every day. When the children or family sends Isale Sawab, Quran tilawat to the marhumin, then it's mentioned in different riwayat that is gift wrapped. His amala, gift wrapped in the silken cloth of Jannah. And he served to them on golden platters of Noor, the marhumin. From so and so to so and so. And all the people of the Qabristan, they see this. And they say, you're so fortunate. You left children behind like this. You left behind students like this. Musalli, so much is sending for you. And the enjoyment they get through it. Mother tells the son, tomorrow you are coming, stop your Quran tilawat. Ma, why should I read Quran? I'm coming in. He says that, all my friends in the Qabristan envy me so much, they want to see your face. When you come on Fridays, you read so much of Quran, there's so much nur on your face that they can't see your face also. But just stop your Quran tilawat so I can show them who my beta and my son is. What the investment she made, what the line she put him on, when he became a real hafiz of Quran. So to get this sifat and quality, my Quran tilawat in my salah, how I stand in my salah, fulfilling the right of the masjid also, educated with children. Today we find, unfortunately, in the masjid also the amount of noise. The youngsters now, they should be standing in the masjid in the back surf. How educate them? We come into the masjid. This has to be ongoing education, teaching them. We get to the house of Allah. Read this so many rakat. Read this surah. Sometimes ask the youngsters, what the imam read in namaz? What he tell you? He read qiraat. Gee, what qiraat he read? I can't remember. Last week, alhamdulillah, I mentioned this, so I asked one of the youngsters in the masjid. Youngster Muhammad Salim. After Maghrib, I asked him, by what the Imam read in namaz? Immediately, what adiyat he read. He said, subhanAllah, your mind was there. Youngster, his mind was there in salah. He remembered what the Imam read also. How many of us remember? To see whether our concentration is there. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all these seasons. Muharram is here, whatever we do. One roza equal to 30 days. Keep 10 day roza, 300 days, almost a whole year. 12 rozas, we covered a whole year roza we got. Greedy for amal, ya Allah, I can't let it go. What a deal Allah Pak is giving. To be greedy. Sabiqum bil khayrat. Allah Ta'ala says, compete, why, run. Allah Ta'ala has kept this for people of iman. That now when these virtues are there, ya Allah, I don't want to let it go. And now roza is so short. Seri ending 5:26. Iftari already 5:11, 5:12. We're just adjusting our eating time only. We're just having an early breakfast and an early supper, you can say. And that's it. Roza, I got 30 days already. I don't know, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi says, we don't even know really right now, possibly the material of my kafan already is in the marketplace. I don't even know. He said, most probably, possibly, that my qabr is closer to me now than my tomorrow breakfast also. I don't know whether I'll make it till tomorrow. But I got niyat already. Allah, Muharram came, I'll keep the roza. And Nabi Ali was asked, what's the best amal in Muharram? Say, Muharram is the Shahrullah, is the month of Allah. Understand now when you say the month of Allah, how you have Ka'batullah, Baytullah, it gives value to it. Allah's house, the Ka'ba of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Rasulullah, the Rasul of Allah. When you say he's just the Rasul, Rasul means messenger. But you say Rasulullah, different value altogether. Naqatullah, Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, people asked him, show us a miracle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a pregnant camel to come out from the rock, from the mountain. And Allah ta'ala called it Naqatullah. This is the camel of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So wherever you add the name of Allah, it becomes valuable. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the month of Muharram is the month of Allah. The best amal in the month of Muharram, the month of Allah, is to keep the roza. But Allah will give the rest of the year the tawfiq, the ability, the cleanliness of the heart, of mind, of soul, the barakah. What you all want, Allah has kept in simple amal. This is the month of Muharram now, where we keep our roza. Then we come to Yomu Ashura. We come to the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before Medina Munawwara, the period of Medina Munawwara, then Sahaba Ikram used to keep roza. It was farz upon them, obligatory upon them to keep roza on the day of Ashura, the 10th they should keep. When they came to Medina Munawwara, then Ramadan became farz. Ashura no more remain farz. But they found the Jews keeping roza. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we will oppose the Jews. They were keeping on the 10th, we will keep on the 9th, on the 10th or 10th and 11th. Oppose them in the ibadat also. When it comes to Ashura, here also, we should not emulate the kuffar. We don't have what we call nowadays Ashura gifts. Yes, Alhamdulillah wa Mastura, the ladies got great enthusiasm to spend, to give everyone. Yes, there's time and place, but very important to understand. What is the purpose of giving a gift? That's very important. A Muslim does everything with a positive intention. Why am I doing it? We find the custom also, a certain family or certain friend send a tupperware of biscuits. Then they feel now it's farz now to fill that tupperware and send it back. What's the intention? Can't send it empty. No, what's the intention behind it? That's now counted in the court of Allah. Not just now we have to fill it and send it back. Sometimes send it empty with the dua. Jazakallahu khairan. As Aisha arjanaha, when she used to send a hadiah with her slave to anybody. Then the slave would return, she would ask the slave, that when you gave this gift of mine to so and so, what did the person say? If the slave said that the person said, Jazakallahu khairan, she would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Aisha, why what happened? He said, I already got my reward in dunya. I heard saying, Jazakallah, and I want my reward only from Allah, from no one else. And what she would do now to offset that reward, so to say, that person gave via this dua, she would make a secret dua for that person which she did not know, and not enabling that person to make a dua for her. Now she will want up now. For this dua I made for her, Allah would reward me. Only doing it liwajhi Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'a wala shukura. We don't want from you jaza'an, any repayment, wala shukura, we don't want shukur also. Our reward only by Allah. Today we find, unfortunately, we've got this habit that we sent certain house or something, but they didn't reply yet. You know, whether they got it, they didn't say Jazakallah, whether they enjoyed it, whether it was tasty. Only for Allah. That's why you have to put the mindset correct. They say tahadaw tahabbu. Exchanging gifts, it creates muhabbat. The reason for giving a hadiah is to create muhabbat and love. That is the purpose. Ashura. Now once in a year we create muhabbat with everybody, but we can't yet remember who we gave. We're just sending it now with the driver with so and so. Whereas our kafir say, how to give the hadiah also, this etiquette. The maqsad and purpose of giving gifts is to create mutual muhabbat and love. How you do that? You give it with your own hands. You go yourself and you give it, so the person sees you, that you're the one that's giving me the gift. Now I know the next time I meet you, how to make muhabbat with you. How to display muhabbat and love with you. Person is busy, yes, he'll send the gifts and a note. I send some hadiah for you. Allah Ta'ala give us muhabbat understanding. So very importantly, so Ashura also, Hadith Sharif say, man wassa'a ala ayalihi. Now the whole discussion comes, when to have the meal, when to call everyone. There's no mention now having a big da'wah. Sahaba Ikram were simple people. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, a simple home, it wasn't any big da'wah now. And now he's starting a big animal, invite all the Zawj Mutahharat. There was more poverty, no food in the homes. He has just been a bit extra on the family. You know, the 9th of 10th of Muharram will start from Maghrib time. Now the whole discussion we have, tonight the meal, or tomorrow night the meal. Hadith Sharif says, the person who spends freely on his family on the day of Ashura. Day of Ashura, most of the Ummah are fasting. So we can't even feed anybody right now, but he's spending on that day. Whether we're buying the food for tonight, right, whatever the needs are for the family, some delicacies, something that they haven't eaten before, you put that on the Sarkhan for after Maghrib, not a problem. Ulama say, Mufti Mutara Sahib, the Marakat Ustaz says, on the day of Ashura, we're spending on them. The night before, not necessary to throw a big da'wah. It's not in the hadith or in the habit or in the adat of the Salaf al-Saliheen. So the main thing is on the day of Ashura to go and spend freely on them. Take their family out, spend on them, whatever now the children want, spend. It makes them happy. That hadith sharif say you spend on them on the day of Ashura on the 10th after Maghrib eating is the 11th, no problem. You spend on the 10th. We eat on the 11th. This is a rigid thing now. We become so rigid, we say now. That is bayan also. And then we're going to have a meal. Now what are you going to do first? Have the bayan first, have the meal first. All discussion now only on that. Now looking for a fatwa. There's no fatwa for that. Mufti Sahib says, it's simple. Deen is simple. Inna deena yusrun. There's no technicalities. On the 10th, spend on them. Take their family, spend on them. Buy halal things, jayiz things. After Maghrib, we're going to have a meal as a family. And ala ayalihi. This is very important. Ala ayalihi refers to those that stay under your roof. Those that are dependent upon you spend upon them. Not neighbors, not friends, not extended family. It's only upon those, you spend upon those that are living with you or whose expenditure you are covering. Then you spend a little bit upon them. That is sufficient. So they don't need now to waste so much of time out there. So this is sufficient. Yes, you want to do sadqa later on, lillah, muhabbat, love. Then we call the family, no problem. But doesn't mean now on this day specifically. It's only those that are living with you, whose kharcha expenditure you cover, then you spend a little bit extra on them on the day of Ashura. The person who will do this, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah will be generous upon him the remaining part of the year. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, great muhaddis, he said, I tried this 50-60 years and I saw the barakat of this. Allah Ta'ala opened the rosy. That's why we say, Alhamdulillah, we are having meals every day. Yes, we can spend a bit extra. But those we find below us, they don't have the means. At least share with them. Give them a bit extra on that day. Go buy for the family. Or we go buy it for them. Make them happy. See the children are smiling. Today we find we give them a simple chocolate also. To the domestics, to the workers. For them is something. What a big thing you gave me today. So simply we can help them on this day of Ashura. So like this we spend our Ashura, the sacred months of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And to conclude, we find when it comes to the Kuffar, when it comes to January, they make resolutions. In January, we have Muharram. Dignified, honorable. Muharram is to be dignified. Allah is giving us honor. They start the year, they say in January, like January. How they do it? Alcohol, zina, on the streets. They don't know your mother from your wife or your sister. Ours is honorable. Muharram we start. So we start honorably with roza, taking care of the poor, reading our salah on time, and making niyats also. Very importantly, as Umar will say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلًا تُحَاسِبُوا. Take your own hisab kitab. Take your own accountability. Just to conclude, very importantly, another year has started, 1446 Hijrah. We don't have time to go into the Hijrah, but practically my life now. I'm preparing for Akhirat. If I ask myself also, and most of us, this I discuss with the youngsters many a time, they have high aspirations. So I ask them, what's left to do in life? You've driven the best car, yes. Eaten the best food, yes. Flown the best flights, business, yes, I've done everything. Been to all the holidays, yes. What's left now? Nothing. Life is boring. Nothing left to do. I said, now look for Allah. As my friend always says to us very beautifully, he said, either come to Allah on the road of sabr or the road of shukr. If things are good, come to Allah now. Make shukr and come to Allah. When the time will come, we have to make sabr and then come to Allah. Things are good, they come to Allah right now. And change my life, how? They say, very, very important. Now I take my hisab. 1445 has passed and all the years before. If I'm in debt to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I have a debt to Allah, start paying my debt. Now you may ask, what is the debt I owe to Allah? The highest form of amal, salah. The time I became baligh, when I was 15 years according to the lunar calendar, or 15 years, or 14 years, 6 months and 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. The solar calendar. 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. A boy turns that age, then Islamically he's baligh already. It means it's 15 years, the lunar calendar. And that time on was, how many salah did I miss? This account I still owe to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This ulama say, Allah will give me a good run in my life. But it'll be like a roller coaster. It's just not going smoothly. I'm trying to do everything right. But you've got some skeletons there, you haven't paid Allah's debt as yet. So sometimes supplier will close account. Sometimes it'll open. Now you're paying a little bit, then you close again. What about the old account? You're not talking about it. Now I start paying the new one. We'll talk about the old one later. He says, no, hold on now. I think enough now. Let's discuss the old account again. So with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we still have old accounts. I miss my salah 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Make hisab. At least sit down now. At least sit down and make hisab. I think I have so many years qaza namaz. Maximum 10 years. I don't think more than that. The max is 10 years, 20 years. Whether Fajr, whether Zohar, whether Asr, whether Maghrib. Why I feel I miss so much. Put a maximum amount and that's it. I start working on it. Very simply, the advisor of brothers also. Now we say, now we got no time to take one sheet and start ticking it off. Very simple. Now in second Muharram already. If I want to start from tomorrow, start only my, just advisable. I've got maybe 10 years of Fajr Namaz. Now if I say 10 years, you already fell down. Wow, 10 years, how I'm going to cover it? Very easy, 10 years. We only start our Fajr Namaz for the last 10 years. Second Muharram starting. Second Muharram, 1446. Make a note on the phone, open on group there, you and the wife, and put there. Second Muharram, 1446, 10 years, Qaza, Fajr, I'm starting. So she knows also. So if I don't make it through, please see, one third of my estate, pay off my salah. Contact the ulama ikram. So she knows, my husband has so many years of Qaza Namaz, so we know how to take care of. She'll encourage you also. Start only my Fajr salah. And make this niyat. Yalla, I've got 10 years, starting second Muharram, 1446, I'm doing 5 Qaza every day. Whatever I can manage. 5 Qaza every day. And ulama say to even you to read your favorite surahs. There is surahs every day in every rakat. Inna atina qudhu Allah mubarak. Read it. No problem. Read it. At-tahiyyat also. Read it. You know, make salam thereafter. Durud Ibrahim is sunnah. I'm reading my qaza. I don't have the time. I'm rushing. But read the qaza at least. Allah will give you tawfiq to finish it. If I start from tomorrow, 5 fajr every day. We can work it out. I got 10 years. I'm starting 5 from tomorrow. Second Muharram, next year, second Muharram, 1447, how many years I covered? 5 years down. In 1 year, I finished 5 years. I'm doing 10 every day. 10 years is done in one year, I finished 10 years. To Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he started paying already, Alhamdulillah. Beautiful example my Sheikh gives, that you loan somebody 100,000 rand. Every month he comes to see you, he comes with his checkers packet with chocolates in there. Sits on your sofa, call the children, I brought some sweets for them. He's dishing out sweets. Not talking about the loan. He came the first month, second month. Tell him, bhai, mashallah, you're coming every month, bringing chocolates for the children. What about the 100,000? He said, bhai, what you worry about that? I'm bringing chocolates for your children. Bhai, keep your chocolates. Keep your chocolates. I send you my EFT details. Please start doing something. Even you pay 500 rand a month. Alhamdulillah. I'll open your account again at least. At least start paying that much. We know how we do business. At least he's paying, we feel some raham for him a little bit. Okay, he went down a little bit, he came right, he started again, he started paying, open his account. We start giving some goods, but we'll just monitor it a little bit. We'll just monitor. Allah is saying the same thing. You know, do tahajjud namaz, you know, do nafil namaz, yes, do it by all means. But make a plan for our qaza also. Allah says he's doing all the nafil. He's doing nafil charity also, he's doing nafil work also, nafil namaz. But the debt is not servicing yet. So things will go right a little bit, then it'll go down. The children won't listen, then they listen. The mother says, they're not coming right. Oh, mother, what about your qaza, roza, you didn't keep? So many Ramadan is gone, you're not keeping. Now's the perfect time, my dear brothers. Tell the wife at home, you got so many qaza, I'll keep my nafil in Muharram. 30 days reward I'm getting every day, and you got your qaza then also. We got a partnership for akhirat. That's what we're here together for. Design your qabr, I'll design yours, you design mine. Then see the children, how they listen to us. Because now your Ruhani spirituality is controlling the house. Start our Fajr Namaz. Finish it. Our Fajr Namaz, we finish with that. Start our Maghrib day after 3 rakats. 5 a day, 10 a day. And once we start doing it, my dear brothers, the most important thing is, we started doing it. Even if I don't finish it, in the court of Allah, my slave already started it. Like how the Hafiz al-Quran, he finishes Quran Sharif. Hadith Sahib went, Mawlana was there in Hajj, mother, son passed away, Qiyamah's day, inshallah, he'll wake up Mulabbiyan. Was in Ihram, wake up with Talbiyah. Mother also. Right? Hadith Sharif says, bury them in the Ihram, if they're in Ihram already. And Qiyamah's day, he'll wake up with Talbiyah on his tongue. Hafiz al-Quran, they finish his hifz, he passed away. Inshallah, he'll wake up with the Huffaz in the day of Qiyamah. I started my qaza, I had a debt to pay to Allah, I had some concern. I started paying Allah, Allah will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully they say, Allah says, make dua to me. Ask me. And our Shaykh says, where you get a friend that tells you, please, bhai, I'm begging you. You need a loan, please come to me. Say, subhanAllah, making dua so many years for a friend like this. Finally, I got, nobody won't find a friend. Please, you need help. Don't ask anyone. You just ask me. And you ask him, bhai, I know it's a large amount, 100,000. Nope. I'm so happy you asked me. There's 200,000. You'll never get a friend. Illa mashallah. But to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah says, you ask, I want you to ask me. And if you ask me, I will reward you for your asking and I will give you what you want. So too with our salah also. Start paying back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need our salah. Allah will pay us back. But as I mentioned, the hafiz of Quran will be raised as a hafiz. That musalli who starts his qaza namaz, doesn't finish it, his hope on the day of qiyamah, he will be raised with the musallis of the day of qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us a way to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa naqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kullu wa la nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama atayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa Salim, Ya Akram al-Akramin, O Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for the beautiful masjid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to fill this masjid with a'mal, O my Allah, to make it alive with a'mal. Accept the musallis, accept the homes. Ya Allah, make the masjid a beacon and lighthouse of hidayat, O my Allah, for it with khair, with barakat, and many more, O my Allah. Accept all those that contributed, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep the homes abad, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Ya Allah, keep us all in your hifazat, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to lead such a life. It is most pleasing to you, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, give us salah, give us tawakkul, give us yaqeen, Ya Allah. Give us your muhabbat and your love and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever debts we have, whether to you, to the makhluq, O my Allah, make it easy for us to repay it from your khazana, from your treasury, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know we are very, very weak, O my Allah. We don't have the imani taqat and strength. We don't have the words, O my Allah. We don't have the hearts and the minds. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq, O my Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, keep us in your ni'mats and take us in your ni'mats. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin.